Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and we're going to be talking about the Future Frame Strand with one of the participants, one of the filmmakers who was selected for this year's Strand, and he is Kleb Papo, presenting his film, The Legionnaire. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for the questions.
So, just to tell us a little bit about yourself, I'd like to ask you why you decided to make movies and a little bit about the journey that took you to actually making films.
I was born in Minsk, Belarus in 1991, but I've been living in Italy for 15 years, so I'm also Italian citizen. Yeah. But when I was a kid with my Belarusian friends, we used to make mini action scenes with a Panavision camera, with a little camera.
8mm, what was it called? Like the ones with the little tape?
Yes, it was little shorts, little improvised shorts, but they was inspired from action films from 19s. And from that point, I was attracted by cinema, by films. Then when I moved to Italy after school, after my high school, I decided to study cinema. I moved to Rome. In 2011, I finished the university, and after university, I joined the Centro Sperimentale di Cinematografia, my film school, where every year they take, they make the selection of 6 directors every year.
Do you feel the two cultures? Because I'm curious, you being originally from Belarus and then living in Italy so long, do you feel like both cultures meet in your movies?
I think that yes, because my film tells about Italy, about 2 days Italy. I think yes, but my Belarusian side is still alive when I writing the screenplay or thinking for new things. But I would like to talk about Italy and to talk about my vision of Italy of 2 days.
Oh, I see. And is that what you're doing? Well, okay. So first of all, let's talk about the film that's screening here. It's actually screening today. So take this opportunity to wish you luck again. The Legionnaire.
Yes.
What is it about? First of all, for our listeners.
My short film is about a black Italian policeman that work for riot. Italian police riot unit of police, and one day he discovers that his squad have to make an eviction, have to clean out an eviction of a palace where his mother and brother live.
That's a very interesting story. Is it? It's a documentary or a fiction?
No, it's fiction.
And what inspires it? Do you know of something like this?
In Rome, there is a big problem with occupied houses. And
this is a particular type of occupied houses, right? It's where immigrants.
Not only immigrants, because there are many Italians that maybe lose their jobs on divorced that have to pay many yeah. money. And this is a social problem, and different people have to occupy the house because the rent in Italy is very, very high. This is the conflict with the government, because in different things they have to clean out the palace, the buildings, because it's illegal to occupy. But it's a problem that there is a social problem for different branch of people that have to do this, because they cannot afford the rent.
Are you a filmmaker who likes to talk about these types of social problems? Do you feel it somehow a responsibility?
I would not make 100% social films, because the main character of my film is a black Italian, and now in Italy there are many young people who were born in Italy from immigrants' parents that now are become Italians. So it's a story about new Italians. One is working for a police, and one is has the necessity to occupy the house. And this is the conflict of two brothers that why representing the law and have to decide if to stay with her family or to stay with his force.
This is a very interesting type of story, because as we go on, I think there'll be more people, you know, to be represented that were born of immigrant families all over Europe, not just in Italy, and, you know, grow up in the one country that is not their country of origin. So it's very interesting what you're doing. But we are running out of time, so as a final question, I'd just like to ask you about your experience here at Future Frame in Carlo Vivari and what you hope to gain out of the experience.
I think it's very positive experience, because the festival, I see that it's well organized festival, and what we are doing, it's the first time for me that there is this type of organization, because this film was screened at Venice Film Festival, what was premiered at Venice Film Festival in 2017. But I didn't realize that I could return to a big festival like Carlo Vivari and to talk and represent another, for the second chance, this film. And this is very, very... good thing.
It's a good thing that your film lives on and continues its life. So in the meantime, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. You're welcome, and hope to see you in another time.
All right. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.